So if you have a frivolous lawsuit, you have words come against you by an employee, by an ex-wife, an ex-husband, by your kids, by your neighbors, by somebody in the church, somebody you work with, this is the way you handle that. It's a very righteous consequence.
And say that again, Darren, for us. When you come to a person or you, most of the time, if you know a person is coming against you with words, you go to them, right? There is some way you communicate with them, that you either give them a letter or you go to them personally.
Right.
And
you need
what
to make
is,
it official.
What is this thing that you say to them?
It's very simple. I say, I judge your words you have spoken against me in righteousness. Now, if you want to go on and say, you know, you have really come against my character, my reputation, my business, my family.
And my God.
And my God, whatever.
With your lies, that's right.
But I would just say, I would not get into a big argument with them.
I've seen you a couple times doing this, and you delivered a letter to one of them and said, I judge your words in righteousness, and then you just turned around and walked away because their lies are not what you want, and you don't want to defend yourself. You want God to do the work. Praise the Lord.
Well, there's another saying. You don't want to get in a spit fight with a skunk. You probably lose. So deliver your message and get out of there.
And I was going to have you pray. How do you pray after that?
I'm ready to pray. Father God, we just offer up this teaching as from you. You gave it to us. And many times, Lord, we've had to use this to silence words that were coming against the ministry, come against our marriage, come against our finances, come against our reputation, come against our mindset and our peace. And Lord, you have gone to work every time when we judged the words in righteousness, turned it over to you, and walked away. And Lord, we're going to learn how to do that, walk in righteousness, and we're going to see great vindication come because we're going by the ways of the by the ways of the word, not the ways of the world.
That's right.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.